is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney today. He's out. From Chili to Getta and Arnold's to the grand finale, Cincinnati has a reputation for food and restaurants. Later in the hour, we'll talk with the author of Historic Restaurants of Cincinnati, the Queen City's Tasty History. But first, we'll hear about seven University of Cincinnati students who traveled to Alaska to work with media professionals on a documentary film about the expedition Alaska Adventure Race. Joining us on the phone, documentary filmmaker Brian Lighton, a CCM E-Media alumnus and director of production at Vivo. Here in the studio, we have UC College Conservatory of Music professor of electronic media, Kevin Burke, and two of the students who worked documenting the Alaska race, Danny Kokochik, and senior communications major in the McMicken College of Arts and Sciences, and Nelson Mustaine, a senior electronics media major at UC's College Conservatory of Music. You can join the conversation by calling us at 513-419-7100 or emailing us at talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Brian, are you with us? All right. Kevin, we're going to start with you. I would like you to sort of explain what this program's all about and why you have it at UC.
Well, the production masterclass at the University of Cincinnati was started in 2012 as a collaborative idea that Brian and I had developed. It is something that was sponsored through the university's UC Forward program, which is a program that emphasizes interdisciplinary collaboration and experiential learning, which means learning by doing at the University of Cincinnati. So it's a project that has involved students since 2012 from 10 different programs at the College Conservatory of Music, the College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, and the McMicken College of Arts and Sciences. So we've had over 100 students in the past 3 years, and we had gone out to California since 2012 to produce an adventure race that was happening near Yosemite. And this year we went up to Anchorage, Alaska, to produce the Expedition Alaska Race.
Brian, tell us about your involvement. You come to this as a UC alum. I'm guessing you didn't do anything like this when you were at UC.
Definitely not. I interned at WEBN, and I actually interned at MTV in New York City when I went to school there. And Kevin was one of my professors. And I had started doing a bunch of outdoor filming, and it was difficult to find editors when it came to filming these expedition races and all this content in the wilderness. And I remembered a class I took with Kevin for editing, and we always had the same project. And I thought to myself, well, what if, I wonder if they're still using the same footage and maybe I can give them my footage to work with. It was always a scripted television show that we were editing, and, television has really adjusted to more of a reality documentary format these days. So I thought the footage that I had would benefit the students coming out of the major. And then we flipped the script a little bit and said, well, why use what's already shot? Let's take some students out into the wilderness and involve them from the beginning.
Okay, Danny and Nelson, tell us, did you really expect to be out in the wilderness when you first signed up to go to school at UC and study production?
Not at all.
Yeah, I was warned. when I became interested in the project, Kevin told me, he's like, do you like being outdoors? Do you like hiking? Do you like going out and being out in the wilderness? I was like, yeah, of course I do. I wasn't quite expecting it to be as wild as Alaska was, but it was amazing. So it was worth it.
How wild was Alaska?
Pretty wild. What
made it wild?
It was vast, I think, would be a great word to describe it. Mountains everywhere, unexpected changes in weather. I don't know, Nelson, do you have anything to add to that?
Really, it was just so unlike here.
Yeah.
So totally different experience.
Yeah.
How do you prepare the students, both Kevin and Kevin, you can start and Brian fill in there, to get them ready for this sort of thing? If you're used to sort of just shooting in the classroom or maybe in the streets of Clifton and all of a sudden here you are in Alaska, I mean, there's more to get ready for that than how to operate a camera.
Absolutely. And we've worked over the past two or three years with a small group of professionals who specialize in film production outdoors. One person in particular, Eric Nachtrieb, who is a very experienced adventure race camera operator. And we did a session with him. He did a location scout up in Alaska and actually went to the places we were going. And we do a lot of stuff with Brian through social media and online web conferencing. And so we all met with Eric, who's based out of Seattle, who got us up to speed. I also have a former student who works on the a show that takes place in Alaska that's on the History Channel called The Gold Rush Show, and he came down and talked about the mosquitoes, the bears. The continuous sunlight that we're going to deal with at the summer solstice up there. So it really helped, I think, prepare me. I was completely unprepared before that as well. And the students in getting ready for this.
Mosquitoes and bears.
So many mosquitoes.
So how do you prepare for that?
I bought mosquito nets and I used them. I mean, I remember filming at one point we were up on a mountain filming bike. The racers were on bikes coming by and mosquitoes were swarming us. I mean, hundreds of them were just flying around our bodies constantly in the camera lenses. I mean, I guess that's another thing that really made this trip wild was stuff like insects or wildlife getting in shots or in the way in general, keeping us from sleeping or whatever. But yeah, there, I didn't really see any bears. I saw a lot of mosquitoes though.
Nelson saw a bear.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you
did see a bear up close.
How close?
Very close. I was in, we were traveling around in an RV, and I happened to be in the RV by myself one evening, and you heard some rustling outside, and I was kind of confused, you know, living in Cincinnati for so long. I was like, oh, there's somebody going through our bags, like, what's going on? And so I, like, got up and looked outside, and there's a bear just tearing through someone's backpack. And so I, like, had a mini panic
attack.
That
was my backpack. And
actually Brian's backpack. So I had a mini panic attack and then realized it was just this little baby bear, so, like, not real danger, but still kind of nerve-wracking.
Did you stay inside the RV at
that point? Yeah, I did. I did get out and snap a couple of pictures really quick, though, and, like, that sort of stuff. But, yeah, it was kind of nerve-wracking. But,
yeah.
But
really, well, Brian, tell us what happened to your backpack. I mean, did anything get saved?
Yeah, you know what? It's a pretty robust backpack. There was some netting. I had some energy fuel-type type food in there. He ripped through it and took that out of there. And I'd say about 10 minutes later, the bear and actually a moose, were up the road, cause we were separated as a group, and, myself and one of the other students saw the bear and the moose, and we actually followed it, in the car with our cameras, just to get footage of it.
Did that become part of a documentary?
You know, I had the student stay in the car and I jumped out and started following the moose, and then the bear and the moose were in the same place at the same time.
But did they have a big party with all that food they got from your backpack?
They only got one or two things.
Okay. So small party.
I think they took care of it pretty quickly.
Brian, talk a little bit about what it's like working with students as opposed to other professionals in the field.
It's really completely different. The first year in 2012 when we filmed in California, I really had to adjust the expectations that I had for what we were doing. The students don't have a lot of hands-on experience sometimes, so it was very much like the first 2 days were there was a learning curve. Luckily, there was only 5 students the first year, and it was a small ratio, 1 to 2, 1 to 2.5 when it comes to students and professionals. But I really had to adjust my expectations of what they were capable of and really know each individual and what their strengths and weaknesses were. So if I needed someone to do an interview because I couldn't, I knew one of the students, Blake, would do a great job with the interview. If I needed some really great footage of running with a team, I knew this guy, Brian, would be great. He would grab his camera and he'd be able to run with them. So it's really knowing everyone's strengths and weaknesses and playing to that in the time frame that you have to film.
Now, this Expedition Alaska Adventure Race that you guys were working on, that you were following, and it seems to me that it's hard work for the people that are competing in the race. I'm wondering if it's even harder work for those of you following it and trying to document it all.
Well, we definitely put the students into the deep end of the pool the moment we got to Alaska. The first day, we did a six-mile hike, which had a glacial water crossing. So all the students crossed the glacial river their first day in Alaska. The second day, we did a 24-mile overnight hike with two of the students. There's about 3,000-foot elevation gain both ways.
And 24 miles. Wait a minute. Was, 24 miles, that's like nearly a marathon in a night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a two-hour nap, I think.
Yeah,
on the top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm. We hiked. I was one of the students that went on that hike, and we went up and over in, I think it was like 8 hours time, so 12 miles.
And you're carrying equipment?
Oh yeah. Well, we were carrying some equipment, but it was mostly packs with food and clothes and, you know, what we needed to bring for the hike, because we weren't filming at that time. This was the week before the race actually started. When we were doing student workshops and stuff like that and just kind of getting a feel for the land.
So the hike was just to check things out?
Yeah, okay. Basically, yeah. We hiked up and over and we went to where racers would be later the next week putting pack rafts into a river. So we hiked there and then hiked halfway back up the mountain at like 2 a.m. to take a little nap, like Brian said, and then hike the rest of the way back the next day.
Had you ever been on that long a hike before?
Never. I had never been on that long of a hike before.
What's the longest hike you'd been on?
Oh, maybe 10 miles with my family in Colorado, like when I was really young.
So this was really a change of...
Yeah. Yeah. And I was really glad I did it. It was an amazing experience. It was kind of hard on my body, of course. I hadn't really trained for something like that, but it was absolutely beautiful, amazing. It's hard to describe how gorgeous it actually was up in the mountains. And
Brian, did you train? I mean, do you often do 26-mile hikes?
There was a lot of training. Like Kevin said, we use Facebook and Instagram and social media to share our adventures. And
I mean physical training.
Competition.
I
mean, oh, of course. There was a competition between the professionals where we would kind of post our workouts and say, you know, I just jogged 7 miles on a treadmill. What did you do today? And someone would fire back with a video of a 27-mile bike ride. But I actually got into the sport of adventure racing when I filmed a documentary in Chile in 2011, and I got hooked on the sport. And I do the actual races that are much shorter than what we film. The longest race I've done is 26 hours, but I'm actually doing a race in 2 weeks in Northern New York, and it's a 6-hour race.
And this is just to do the race, not to document it?
Yeah, no, when I'm out there racing, I don't even take a camera with me. I just want to race.
We're talking about the UC College Conservatory of Music, or excuse me, the UC Master Production class. And they worked on a documentary about the 2015 Expedition Alaska Adventure Race. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney. We're talking about a University of Cincinnati production masterclass, which worked on a documentary about the Expedition Adventure Race in Alaska. My guest today on the phone, documentary filmmaker Brian Lighton, a CCM E-Media alumnus and a director of production at Vivo. Here in the studio, UC College Conservatory of Music professor of electronic media Kevin Burke, and two of the students who worked documenting the Alaska race, Danny Kocek, a senior communications major in the McMicken College of Arts and Sciences, and Nelson Mustaine, a senior electronic media major at UC's College Conservatory of Music. You can call in at 513-419-7100 or email us a question at talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Kevin, tell us how you put this whole class together. How do you know what you need to do in the short period of time that you're there?
Well, The class itself continues all year long. So going up to do the race is just the beginning of it. So there's a lot of prep work that goes into the race. Obviously, the logistical things of getting the permits at the national parks, state parks. Brian handles all the logistics along with Eric this year up in Alaska to do all that, and then structuring it as an educational experience. That's kind of my area. Brian helps in that a lot. We also have two other UC faculty members involved. My wife, Yoshiko Burke, who teaches in the School of Design at DAP, and Lauren Parker, who is my colleague in the Electronic Media Division, who teaches audio production, really worked with us on field audio techniques and proper equipment before we left. So we go up and we do that. And then the educational experience, once we get up there, continues with hands-on workshops where we really take advantage of the professionals that we have there who, and it's a great transformative process to watch them go from professional to teacher as they work with our students, one-on-one and very closely. I think that's the greatest thing about the experience when we go up to Alaska, beyond just, you know, its beauty and being something they'll remember the rest of their lives. They really go from having very limited skills, as Brian was saying, to being quite proficient with the camera and in conducting interviews and in audio acquisition techniques. By the time the 7-day race was done, they were working at a professional level.
Nelson, tell us about your experience. How do you feel? What do you feel you gained? What did you learn in the process of doing this documentary?
Yeah, so it was definitely a great learning process for me because I usually work mostly in post-production, so the editing is mostly what I focus on. So going out there and being thrown into being, you know, actually having to film a lot of this stuff was a big change for me. So learning how to operate a camera, learning how to conduct interviews was a huge part to what this was, and it was, you know, a great learning experience how to do that. And, you know,
Danny, what about for you? Do you find that you think you'll be able to take what you've learned and put it into a professional career? Is this what you want to do professionally?
Yeah, definitely. I think that besides learning technical skills on this trip, I learned a lot about myself and the way or how to work with a team of people in order to gather what we need to tell a story. And that is what I want to do for a living. And so I really take this experience with a lot of value. I really value my time up there and the people I got to work with and everything that I learned from operating a camera to stopping a racer in the middle of a race to interview them to learning
that?
About my... It depends. I never had any bad experiences or...
It just
seemed
that you'd be messing up their time if you make them stop. Right.
Right. They know we're documenting them and they want... A lot of times they want to tell their story too, but sometimes you have to pull a little bit and kind of drill them to get what you need. But I never had any experiences with a racer where it was like...
Well, the interviews
hard.
Are... We strategically place students at transition areas and checkpoints where the racers are going to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
And the previous three documentaries we've done have aired nationally on NBC's Universal Sports Network. Each had aired 10 times. So the adventure racing community was aware that this one is probably going to be distributed nationally as well. So they're, like Danny said, they want to tell their story.
Yeah.
Do they stop or do you run along with them while you're doing
I never had to run along with them because, like Kevin said, a lot of times students were placed in transition areas or like places where the racers are stopped in order to switch out gear or something like that. But some of the professionals like Eric and Vivian and a couple other professionals on this trip did run alongside these racers up on the trails near the glacier. They were crossing rivers to get to them, really, really out in the wilderness with these racers, and that was really cool.
Brian, what's the most interesting or most rewarding part of this for you?
I think for me, when the students understand something and are able to do it on their own, that's really like one of those proud parent moments. Whether it's the 6th day of the race and knowing that Danny can go do an interview without me being there, or Nelson can go film without supervision and I know that they'll come back with good content, that's really awesome. And on the post side, the students are doing all the work. They're transcribing, they're logging, they're editing, they're choosing the music, and we guide them. The objective is not to tell them what it should look like. It's to guide them in the right direction. And when you see the student executive producer give the exact same notes on a scene that you would give, like, that's really amazing to know that you've taken them from a student that sits in the room to giving professional level notes on different cuts of the documentary. That's really cool.
Do you feel that growth? Did you guys feel that that actual growth and learning as you were working on this? Or did you maybe absolutely notice it more when you
yeah
got back?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd say definitely for me, even more since getting back. I mean, for me, I've never done a documentary anything. So the whole experience was new to me. Filming in the wilderness was new, and having to operate equipment out there. And then in post, I've never been involved in a project where I'm in the post room from the time you get back from production until, you know, the project is over. So really, this is a huge learning experience for me.
Nelson, what does this mean to your resume to have this this work?
That's a huge boost to that.
What do you suggest that the students do, Kevin, in after doing this kind of work? Are they ready to just go out? I mean, are you guys junior, seniors? I'm not sure.
Seniors. Yeah.
What have you found in past years? You've been doing this since 2012. Have these students that have done this gotten work?
Well, absolutely. The two of the documentaries that we did for the 2012 and 2013 Gold Rush Expedition Race won national awards. And in fact, the 2013 was nominated for a regional Emmy Award in the professional category for best documentary. So that looks great on a student's resume. And then the experience that they get is real. That's something, whether it's noticed on their portfolio reel or in their resume, if they get their foot in the door, they've got the real world experience to be able to move up the ladder. So Brian's been great too. Brian has worked to help students after they graduate to find positions through his connections in the real world. And we've had a lot of success stories.
We should add that we do have on our website some of the video links so people can see some of the work that you did. That's at WVXU.org. Thanks so much for being here. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking about UC's Master Production class. My guests today were on the phone, documentary filmmaker Brian Lighton, a CCME media alumnus and director of production at Vivo. Here in the studio, UC College Conservatory of Music professor of electronic media Kevin Burke, and two of the students who worked documenting the Alaska race, Danny Kokochik, a senior communications major in the McMicken College of Arts and Sciences, and Nelson Mustaine, a senior electronic media major at UC's College Conservatory of Music. In just a moment, we'll hear from the author of the new book, Historic Restaurants of Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition.